Alec Baldwin after Trump impersonator mentions Hina Hutchins, "I'll snap your fucking neck in half." By Paul Bois on February 25, 2025. Actor Alec Baldwin went off on a Trump impersonator in New York City this week after the trolling comic accused him of murdering cinematographer Hina Hutchins. The Trump impersonator mocked Baldwin as he was pulling luggage from a vehicle near his Manhattan home. Though Baldwin mostly kept silent throughout the affair, the actor drew the line at the impersonator, saying he murdered Hina Hutchins. "Well, Alec, if you don't want that pardon for murdering that woman in cold blood, you can call it first degree, you can call it whatever you want. But it was not good," said the impersonator. "She's looking down on me right now, smiling, happy." Alec Baldwin then pulled the impersonator aside and said he would snap his fucking neck if cameras were not around. "I'll snap your fucking neck in half and break your fucking neck, you know that, don't you?" said Baldwin. The impersonator backed off and credited Baldwin for having the balls to confront him as opposed to running away like actor Robert De Niro allegedly did. Some people online criticized Alec Baldwin's response while others came to his defense, believing the impersonator went too far. "Trolling anti-Trump actors is all well and good. But that impersonator guy shouldn't have brought up Hina Hutchins the way he did. That was going way too far. What happened was a horrible accident, and Alec has to live with that. He shouldn't need to be constantly reminded of it," said one user. "Absolutely can't stand Baldwin, but his reaction is the right one," said another. "The impersonator is an arse. I'm not an Alec Baldwin fan, but he lives every day with killing that woman," said another. On October 21, 2021, while filming the Western movie Rust, Alec Baldwin shot cinematographer Hina Hutchins during a rehearsal. Baldwin claimed the revolver that he had been given from the AD suddenly fired when he pulled back the hammer and consistently maintained stating that he did not pull the trigger. Subsequent analysis of the firearm from the FBI later concluded that the trigger had to be pulled or depressed sufficiently to release the fully cocked or retracted hammer of the evidence revolver. Though Baldwin still faces a potential civil trial for his role in Hutchins' death, the actor's criminal trial for involuntary manslaughter was dismissed last summer after the judge ruled that the prosecution had withheld evidence. Hannah Gutierrez Reed, the film's armorer, has been serving an 18-month prison sentence for loading a live bullet in the gun that Baldwin fired. Paul Roland Bois directed the award-winning Christian tech thriller Exemplum, which has a 100% Rotten Tomatoes critic rating and can be viewed for free on YouTube, Tubi, or Fossum TV. "Better than Killers of the Flower Moon," wrote Mark Judge. "You haven't seen a story like this before," wrote Christian Toto. A high-quality, ad-free rental can also be streamed on Google Play, Vimeo On Demand, or YouTube Movies. Follow him on X @ProlandFilms or Instagram @ProlandFilms.